Today's shiur is a Masechta Menachos on Daf Kuf Zayin. We will begin on Daf Kuf Vav Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom of the Amud, at the two dots with the words Tana Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, the Rabbanan learned in a Braisa. Harei Olai L'Mizbeach. If a person said that I am making a neder to bring something that will be consumed on the Mizbeach, so what should he bring? He didn't specify, so we tell him Yavi Levoina. He should bring the Levoina. Why? Because the Levona is an item which is not eaten by Kohanim, and it is totally burnt on the Mizbeach. We're going to see in the next Gemara that there are four other Karbonos that could qualify to be considered totally consumed on the Mizbeach and not eaten by the Kohanim. Rashi, two lines from the bottom of the Amud, brings two of these four, which are Oilas Ha'oif U'Minchas Nesachim. The Gemara is going to tell us another two. The Mishnah Lamelech, in fact, points out that Rashi only mentions two of the four. But there are a total of four. The other two are Oilas Ha'oif and Nesachim. All of these four items are totally consumed on the Mizbeach. But they're not as totally consumed, for one reason or another, as we'll soon see in the Gemara, as Levona. And therefore, if a person said, Stam, Harei Olai L'Mizbeach, we interpret that what he meant to be makriv was the epitome of something that could be brought on the Mizbeach, and that is the Levona. As the Gemara continues, She'ein l'cha dover shekarv l'gabi Mizbeach el Levona, because there's nothing that can compare in the completeness of being consumed on the Mizbeach as the Levoina. However, if he said, Pirashti, I enumerated precisely at the time that I made the netter that I want to bring one of those items that are totally consumed on the Mizbeach, that are not eaten by the Kohanim or by the Bailim, the Eini Yodeim HaPirashti, I don't remember what I was Mefarish. So now we have to expand what he was referring to. Because had he been referring to Levona, he just should have said, Harei Olai L'Mizbeach. He went and enumerated. So if he enumerated, we already have to be worried in order for him to fulfill his neder that he should bring from every type possible. And that's why the Gemara says, Yavi Mikol Dover Shekarv L'Mizbeach. Then he has to expand it from Levona to include the other four items which we're now going to learn about in the Gemara, and which we mentioned are the Oilas Oif, the Oilas Behema, the Minchas Nesachim, and the Nesachim. And now the Gemara asks, Vesuleka, the Gemara is going on Harei Olai L'Mizbeach. Why do we say that Bestama? You have to bring Levoina, why not one of these four other items that are also consumed totally on the Mizbeach? Vesu leka vayika oila. What about an oilas behema? The entire oil is nisraf on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara answers, yes, the meat is, but ika oira lekahanim. There is the skin. It's not as totally consumed as the levoina. There is ika oira lekahanim. The kahanim get the skin. So even though the meat is totally consumed, but if he just said stam, harei olai l'mizbeach, I take the epitome, and the epitome is levoina over oilas behema. Ask the Gemara, v'ik oilas oif. What about oilas oif, where there is no skin that's taken by the kahanim? The Gemara answers, ikko, as we turn to the Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, moira v'noitza. There's the crop of the bird and the feathers, which, as Rashi brings down, we learned in the Gemara in Yuma, that these were put on the side of the Mizbech in a place that's called Mokoim Hadeshen, the place of the ashes, and there miraculously the feather and the crop of the various bird oilois were nivla, they were swallowed up in the ground. So again, it's not as total as the Levoina. Ask the Gemara Ve'ik and Nesachim. What about the Nesachim? The Nesachim are totally poured onto the Mizbeach and totally consumed by the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, you cannot compare Nesachim to Levoina because Lashitin Azli, because what happens when you put the wine libations into the bowls that were on top of the Mizbeach, From there, they would go down into the cavities that were inside the Mizbeach. So it's not the same as the Levoina, which is Nisraf al Gamim Mizbeach. Here, you pour it on top of the Mizbeach, and it gets enters into the cavity under the Mizbeach. But that's not the same as the Levona, which is totally burnt and consumed on top of the Mizbeach. Ask the Gemara, Vayikam Minchas Nesachim. What about the mincha, the flour that is put on top of the Mizbeach and consumed, and it's totally consumed. The Kohanim don't eat it. So why is the Minchas Nesachim any worse than the Levona? So the Gemara answers, you're right, it's totally consumed like the Levona, but Kivan de'ikam Mincha, the Achli Kohanim, since there are all the other minchais, the other minchais, the machvas and the mapetaner and the marcheshes and the soilus, all those are nechel by the Kohanim. It's only the kaimitz that's burnt on the Mizbeach. So loy psikale. So he would not have simply have said that harei olayla Mizbeach, if he was referring to the Minchas Nesachim, since you could confuse the Minchas Nesachim with any of the other Menachais, therefore, if he meant the Minchas Nesachim, he would have gone ahead and explained it clearer. So that's the halacha when he said it stumped. Therefore, the epitome, as we explained at the beginning of this year, the epitome of Nechel Gabi Mizbeach is Levoina. But if he says, I was mefarish, I clearly expressed which one of the items that I wanted to be on the Mizbeach, but now I forgot. So then already, once he's not saying it's stum, but he's saying, I explained it clearly, I don't remember, then already we have to add to the circle of Levoina, we have to add all the other four items that we learned in this Gemara, the Oyla Soif, the Oyla of the Behema, and the Nesachim and the Minchas Nesachim. Continues the Gemara, Hare Olai Zov. If he said that the Mishnah told us, if he said I'm going to donate gold, how much gold does he have to give? La Yivchais Midiner Zov. He shouldn't give less than a Diner Zov. Ask the Gemara, Vidilma Naska. Maybe it was an ingot, a bar of gold. And as Top Toysus tells us, a very important yesod here in the Sugya, that the Gemara is not asking that maybe he gave a bar of gold that is even more than a dinner. Rather, the bar of gold is less than a dinner. Because Toysus says, we see throughout the Gemaras here that we always go with the minimum that could fulfill his neder. And Toysus, let's bring one riot that Toysus brings. We learned this before in the Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Hare Olai Esronos Yavi Shnayim. If he said a plural lashon of, I'm going to give Esronos, how many Esronos does he have to give? Maybe he has to give 60. It's plural. So we take the minimum of what plural is, which is 2. Same over here. If he said gold, the Gemara is asking, why do you make him give a dinner zav? Let him only have to give a bar, which is worth less than a dinner. Because if, in fact, a bar would be worth more than a dinner zav, the Gemara wouldn't have a kasha. You know why it's a dinner? Because a dinner is less than a naska. The answer is, Taisa says, must be that the bar here is worth less than a dinner, so the Gemara is asking. We have a rule that we always fulfill his word with the minimum that's necessary. So here, the naska, the bar of gold would be the minimum. He tells us, I remember I said a gold coin. Oh, if it's a gold coin, then it's a dinner. Ask the Gemara, Vidilma Priti, as the Rabbeinu Gershom here brings down around 7 lines down in the wide lines, Vidilma Priti Matbeyek Tana Shalzov. Normally we associate a pruto with copper, but the Gemara is asking, maybe he made a small little coin out of gold. So the Gemara answers, "Om Rapapa Priti the Davalei Avdi Inshi." People don't make. You're right. People make little coins only out of copper. They don't make it out of expensive metal like gold. So therefore, it's not a naska because he said matbeya, and the smallest matbeya that it could be would be a dinner shalzov. Continues the Mishnah, "Kesev la yifchais mi dinner." If he said a kesev, he shouldn't give less than a dinner, a silver dinner. Ask the Gemara the same question as before. Vidilma Naska, maybe he gave a silver bar. Amar Rab Lazar, Amar Matbeya, he again said a Matbeya. Ask the Gemara Vidilma Priti, maybe he made a small coin. And here, by silver, very often we would make we would mint small coins of silver. Amar Rav Sheshes ba'asra d'loy saga pruta d'kasav. The Mishnah is speaking about a place where they don't use pruta, it's made out of kasav. They only use pruta of nechayshes. So it's not a question, it's not a naska. And it, likewise, it's not a smaller coin. It has to be a dinner shell kesef. Continues the Mishnah. Nechayshes, what happens if you donate a copper? La'yifchayis, he shouldn't give less in value of copper. Mimea kesef, from a maw, a silver maw. The value of the nechayshes that he gives shouldn't be less than a maw kesef. Now here, we're going to have here, in the Brisa, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Shita, and the Pashtus, we're going to learn that there are different ways to learn the two Shitas. Here, we're going to learn it as a Machloikis. In other words, here, it doesn't say that he gave a Matbeya of Nechayshus. By Kesev and Zov, the Gemara came out, it's a Matbeya. Here, it seems he's giving the metal itself, and therefore he has to give a value, the Tana of our Mishnah said, not less than a Maw Kesev. However, in the Brisa, we find a dissenting viewpoint of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Oimer, lo yifchais mitzinora ktana shel nechayshes. Rashi says, tzinora is a mazlei katan, a small fork. In other words, we definitely understand that he didn't want to offer to the Beis HaMikdash less something that has no value in the Beis HaMikdash at all. So what's the smallest keli that they would use out of copper in the Beis HaMikdash? That would be the copper fork. Ask the Gemara, Lamai Chazia, what is this small little copper fork? What's the use of it? Amar Abaya says, Abaya, Shemachatetin Bo, the Bach puts in the word, Es Psilois, that they used to trim the wicks, Umekanchim Bo, Neiris, and they used to clean out the top of, Rashi tells us, we're speaking about the menorah, so where the wicks were lit on top of the menorah, there they would clean out the ashes. So we have to say that it's speaking about where the menorah was lit, and part of the wick got burnt out, and it's not catching a flame, so that while it's lit, he would cut off, trim that wick, because if it totally burnt out, you don't have to trim the wick. We clean out the ashes with the wicks all together. So therefore, we're speaking about that while it was lit. However, Tosfos, in the second Tosfos on the Amud, Shemoichtem Boyas Hapsilois, Tosfos says that this is not speaking like Rashi says of the Menorah, because we know that there was Melkachayim. There were gold tongs whose specific purpose was to clean out the, to trim the psilois. We didn't use for that the small fork. What was the small fork of copper used for? Tosfos says, Shar Neiro Shahi B'Migdash. Besides the menorah, there were other sources of light in the Beis HaMikdash. On that, they used the small copper fork. Continues the Gemara. Barzel, what happens if he said, I'm donating iron? How much iron does he have to give? Tani, we learned in a brisa, acherim oimrim, others say that lo yifchos mikalya oirev. He shouldn't give less iron than that which was used to chase away the crows. Now, this inyan of chasing away the crows is a very interesting inyan. Let's see first what Rashi says. Says Rashi, that mas moros, there were nails, chadn sharp ones, toichven b'roish gaga hechel, they were stuck into the head of the top, the roof of the hechel, l'chalois arvin, to chase away the crows, shalo yeshu alav, they shouldn't sit on the top of the roof of the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Rabbeinu Gershom here has a very interesting thing. It's around 2, 4, 6, 8 lines from where it gets wide, in the middle of the line, says Rabbeinu Gershon, Mikalia Arev, Luach Shel Barzel, it was like a block of iron, Shu Amal Amma, which was an Aman Amma, which we're going to see that that was the amount in the Gemara is going to tell us, Umole Kule Mesmerin, it was full of nails, Umasimen I say Beroish Gaga Migdash, we put it on top of the roof of the Migdash, Vahagag, Mishupo lamaila kein kaiva. So the Rabbeinu Gershon has a shita here which the other Rishonim do not agree with. If you've ever seen a picture of the Beis HaMikdash, you don't see it's flat. But the Rabbeinu Gershon shita was that it came, it sloped, and it sloped till the top, and on the top it was flat, but that's coming to a point on top. There was like a roof, like we have a roof with diagonal walls of the roof, and then on top there was a space. And perhaps there was either only an Amon Amor on top, or there was a small area which had tiles of Amon Amor. But it's interesting, this Rabbeinu Gershon, that it wasn't a flat roof, as we assume, and as all the other Rishonim disagree with Rabbeinu Gershon. So he says it was Ke'en Koiva. It was like this kind of a hat, a helmet that came to this point. V'sham b'roishai ha'ya'oisin kal yo'ayriv, sh'mechalo ha'ayriv, would chase away the crows, sh'lo yanuach sham, yanuch sham, sh'lo yitanefak da'agag. So Rabbeinu Gershon tells us the reason, which was in order not to soil the top of the roof of the Beis HaMikdash. The Aruch tells us it was that they shouldn't bring any Dover Tameh on top of the roof of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Tosfos adds some interesting points. Let's see the third Tosfos here on the Amud. Kal Yair of Pirish Bekuntris, Masmei Reis Chadin Teichman Bereish Gaga Hechel Chaos Arvim, Shulay Yeshulav, Ubemokim Acher Pirish, but Rashi elsewhere explains, Kimin Tavlo Chada, Zekufal Tzida. It wasn't that the nails were going upwards with sharp edges, but actually this was like a plate that was turned on its side, and it had on it a sharp edge. V'chaduda lachdoich k'moy sakin. It was like a razor sharp, like a knife, that anything that would go on, if the bird would go on it, it would cut the bird. Ubo oruch, erich kol, pirish, sha'asu tsura. They made a form, lahavriach boifas, to chase away the birds, migaga hechel, kiderach sha'ois na'achshav, shoim reizroim. Like they do now in order to protect seeds. So what do farmers do? They put up a scarecrow. So according to the Aruch, it's not like Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershon. It was nails or it was a plate that was a sharp edge, but rather it was a scarecrow. And then L'chaira, the person would, according to the Pshat of the Aruch, he would have to donate enough, the Gemara says Amal Amma. It's a little difficult, according to the Aruch, to understand the Amal Amma, maybe an Amon Amma of the scarecrow. V'koroi sekal yarev, v'oid pirish barach. Now, the Aruch says another interesting thing. That Migdash Rishon, sheshchina shruya boy, lo yayat shrichin kal yarev, shalo yayayif is parchon alav. That in the first place, that Migdash, they didn't have the scarecrow, or they didn't have these nails or the sharp edge. Because he had the Kedusha of the first base of Migdash, it scared away the Oifus. Avo be Migdash Sheni, Shaloi Haisa Kedushasa Kedushas Rishon, Hutzrich Lekal Yairiv. The second base of Migdash, there was missing five things from the first base of Migdash. There was no Aurain, as the Gemara tells us in Yuma. There was, the Shechinah wasn't there, so there was so many things missing in the second base of Migdash, you didn't have the same Kedusha. But then Tosfos asks a kasha from a Gemara Moed Katan, by Bayish Asa Shloima, he brings a raya that it would seem that they did have a Kal Yo'irev there. So Tosfos says at the end, Mashma Shahoyisham Kal Yo'irev, Vishema Tchila Asa Kal Yo'irev, Shaloya Yedea, Achri Ken Kishara Kedushasa Yishamtu. So Licha Tchila, they did put it there. They thought the birds might come and it wouldn't be a proper covet for the Beis HaMikdash to have the birds there. However, later they saw the intense Kedusha that there was in the first Beis HaMikdash. You didn't need the Kal Yo'irev. You didn't need the scarecrow. You didn't need the sharp nails. So then they took it away. This is the pshat that the Aruch tells us. So he has to give enough barzel that layif has mikal yar v'kama. What's the amount that he has to give? Amar Rabbi Yosef amal ama. It has to be an amal ama. So if we learn it was nails, it would mean a tile that had on it the nails, which was an ama by an ama. Ikedi amri. Some say the same thing, but they have the wording a little different. Ikedi amri layif chayis amal ama. You shouldn't give less than an amal ama. V'lamai chazia. What is this amal ama of copper, of iron, what is it used for? Amar Rabbi Yosef l'kal yo'irev. It was used for the kal yo'irev. Begins the next Mishnah. Harei olai yayin. If somebody says that I'm going to donate wine, so how much wine? We learned before, we're going to learn it in the Gemara here in a few lines as well. We learned from an extra pasuk, ha'ezrach, that whole pasuk by Menachos is extra, by the Minchas Nesachim, to teach us that a person can donate yayin independent from a korban. So if he said yayin, how much? It shouldn't be less than shloish lugin. Why three lugin? Because the parsha of which teaches us the pasuk of Ezrach is connected to the lugin of Nesachim that were used with the ayil, the keves, and the par. And there's three, four, and six lugin. The minimum was for the keves of three. So that's why he can't, as we learned in the Mishnah earlier on Kuf Dal Amud Aleph, he can't give one or two or five because that was not, the Korbanis didn't have that. And we learned the whole din of Misnadvin that you can make an independent donation from the parsha of the Korbanis. So it has to be like the Korbanis. So it has to be a minimum of three. Shemen, if you donate shemen by itself, you shouldn't give less than one lug. Now, Rashi explains, this is going according to the Man D'Yomer. We had a machlokes on Kuf Dal Amud Beis in the Mishnah between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva said that you cannot donate shemen by itself, only yayin. And Rabbi Tarfon said you could donate shemen and yayin. You can do shemen as well. So how much shemen, according to Rabbi Tarfon, do you have to give? Not less than a lug. This would be like the shemen that's brought with a regular minchas nedava, which is one lug. However, Rebbe Yom Shloish Lugin. Rebbe says, no, it's like the Nesachim. Just like by the Yayin, it's three Lugin, so too by the Shemin. Exactly what the Machloikis Rebbe and the Chachamim, the Tanakam is Toluian, we will see in the Gemara. Continues the Mishnah. Pirashti Ve'eni Yodeh Ma Pirashti. What happens if he said, I don't know how many Lugin of wine. I know I specified, but I don't remember what I said. I don't know how many Lugin of oil. Yavi Kiyay Merubah. He should bring on as much as on the day in the Beis HaMikdash when they would bring the most lugin of yayin or the most lugin of shemen. What day that is, we'll see in the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. The Rabbanan taught in a Braisa. The Pasuk tells us, in Bamidbor Tesvav Pasuk Yud Gimel, Kol Ha'ezrich Yaseh Kocha, Es Eilu Lahakrev Ishirech Nechorech Lashem. So from that whole extra Pasuk, Ezrach Malamech Misnadvin Yayin. We learn out that the extra pasuk to teach us that a person on his own can donate yayin. Vikama. And how much yayin does the, if he said yayin, how much does he mean? Shloisha Lugin. He meant to say three Lugin. Uminayin Shimratz Lahoisev Yosef. How do we know that if he wanted to add to three, he could be Maisev? As we learned before in Kuf Dal Amud Aleph, what does this mean? It doesn't mean four or six, because that I don't need an extra ribui for that. The, four or six, which is by an aisle and a par, are not worse than three by a keves. For that, I wouldn't need an extra ribui. Those are all part of the korbanis, which Ezrach teaches you're able to donate without a korban. So it must be, the Gemara says, being Maisev, five. Why? Because the Gemara over there, if we recall what we learned on Kuf Dal Amud Aleph, held like the Shita of Ein Kevel and Esachim, that we don't have to bring it as one unit, we can divide it. So we could take four, which will be for Keneged and Ayil. We'll have one left. What do you do with the one left? You'll take two Lugin from the Tamid, and you'll put it together. You'll have now three Lugin from the Tamid that you're going to be Makriv. So that's what you'll do. That's what the Pasuk is telling us, that you're allowed to be Moisev. Talmud Leimer, Yiyeh. Rashi here brings the Pasuk, Kachem, Kager, Keezrach, Yiyeh. And Rashi earlier, on Daf Kuf Dal Amud Aleph, brought also a different limud. Chatzi hahin yiyeh lapar. One of these psukim has the word yiyeh, and it didn't need the word yiyeh. Must be to teach you that yiyeh, you can add even more than the three, four, or six, and that's the number five. Yachal Yifchoitz. I would think maybe I could bring one or two as well. Talmud Loimer Kocha. The pasuk over there by the Ezrach says, Kol Ezrach Yaseh Kocha. Rashi before in Kuftal and Alav says, Kocha means Le'ikuva, that you have to give. So here I have a limitation that I can't go less. However, I could go more. I could go five. And as we learned, you can even go from six and above. You could, because you'll always have korbanos that will equal the number six or above. Shemen lo yifchais min aloik. The Mishnah said a machloikis between Tanakam and Rebbe that how much is the least shemen aloik? Rebbe yomer shloish lugin. B'maykam, if we ask more, what's the yisoid of their machloikis? Amru rabbanan kameda rapapa. So the rabbanan said in front of rapapa, we have an idea what the machloikis is about. What is it? A famous machloikis in Shas. And that is called bedoin mina umina, bedoin mina ve'ukim ba'aser kamiflgi. If you learn one halacha from a certain makar, do I take from that makar all the halachas that are found there, or do I say no? That source teaches me the main principle. But once I have the main principle, then I go back to my asra, to my home territory, and then I learn the halachas for this new din that I've learned from the other place. I then say that the new din that I've learned will have all the dinim of the old home territory. I don't learn it from the new source. That's the machloikas here. And we'll understand it as we see exactly what they're machloikas. Rabban and Savri, doin mina umino. Where, as we're going to see in a few lines in the Gemara, where do we learn now that you could donate shemen by itself? We learned that out from the word korban. Because it says by mincha, v'nefesh ki sakrif korban mincha lashem. The word korban is extra. So in yesterday's shir, at the end of the shir, we learned out from korban, right after the Mishnah, the Gemara starts, Tana Rabban, korban melamed shemisnadvin eitzim, that you could bring eitzim. But here we're going to learn out that korban is melamed, that you can donate shemen by itself. So the source that I'm learning shemen is from the korban, which is by a minchas nedava. So Rabban and Savri, doin mina umina. And we go as follows. Ma mincha misnadvin, av shemen nami misnadvin. Just like we learn out mincha, from mincha, you could donate a mincha by itself. All the menachas you donate by independently, you can, without any other korban. Av shemen nami misnadvin, you can donate shemen by itself without any korban as well. Umina, and once I'm learning out from that new source of mincha, I learn all the dinim from mincha. Ma mincha beloik, just like mincha has a loik shemen, av shemen beloik. So if you're donating shemen by itself, how much? It's from the source where you learned it, from mincha. The shemen that goes with a regular minchas nadav is one loik. So the shemen that you're going to donate separately from a mincha and from any other korban is also going to be a loik. V'rebi sovereign, no. Doin mina. I learn out, you're right, from korban. That's by minchas nedava. That's where I learn that shemen can be brought by itself. But once I have this principle that shemen can be brought by itself, ukiba asra, then I go back to my home territory. Says Rashi here, and in Zvachim Tzadik Aleph Amid Beis, what is my home territory? My home territory of shemen is nesachim. Shemen is like a type of libation. Just like you pour wine on the Mizbeach, you pour shemen as well. So then I don't compare it to my new source of mincha. I compare it to my home territory of wine. How much wine do you have to bring? Three. That's how much loigin you have to bring for shemen as well. Ma mincha misnadvin av shemen namin misnadvin. I learn out from there, from my new source, mina, that just like by mincha you could be minadavit independently, you can be not of shemen independently. But then, then I go to my home territory, so this is how the Rabbanan told Rapapa, we think is the machlokes between Rabbi and the Rabban. Amr lahu. So Rapapa said back to the Rabbanan, Amr Rapapa, imi mincha gamar l'Rabbi. If Rabbi would have learned it from mincha, if that was true, it's not true. I'm going to tell you in a second why it's not true. But if he would learn it from the word korban from mincha, then kuli amalei pligidoy mina mina. Then there would be no machloikis. I'm telling you there is no such machloikis here between Rabbi and Rabban. And then everybody would hold you learn it from mincha. And just like by mincha there's one, so shemen also independently there's only one loik. El Rabbi may ezrach gomer law. Rabbi is learning out from the word Ezra, from the pasuk. Says Rashi, what does it mean? He's learning it out from Ezra. Says Rashi, ki hechi de gamrinin le'il yayin, hachinami gomer Rabbi Ezra malamet shemes nadvin shemen, v'doin mino kolan esachim shleishes lugin. So Rashi says, you know what it means, that he learns it out from Ezra. We had in the beginning of our Gemara Ezra melamed shemes nadvin yayin. I have an extra pasuk. That extra pasuk teaches me that you can donate wine independently. Rebbe takes it a step further. That pasuk of Ezra, which is going on the nesachim of yayin, is also going on the nesachim of shemen, and you can have the same limit. That's the way it appears what Rashi is saying here. Because in a few minutes I'm going to say perhaps a different idea here. But right now it seems Rashi saying the same Ezra melamed shemes nadvin yayin, the same Ezra melamed shemes nadvin shemen. So if so, there's no doin mino v'uki ba'asra, it's doin mino mino. I'm learning it from Ezra Nesachim. Nesachim is three, so Shemin is three. Omar le Rav Funaburet Rav Nasan Rav Papa, no, I think you're making a mistake. Umi Matzah Amrit Hachi, how could you say what you just said? The Rebbe learned it out from Ezra. V'atanya, we learned in a bright, it's a korban. Melamed Shem is not in Shem. There's an extra word, korban, by Minchas Nedava, that teaches you from that extra word that you can be menad of Shem. V'kama, how much? Not one. Shloisha Lugin, three Lugin. Man Shamed Leidomer Shloisha Lugin. Who's the Tana that holds that by Shemen you bring Shloisha Lugin? Rebbe, V'kamaisi Lomit Korban. He does not, like you said, that he brings it from Ezra. He's bringing it from Korban. So Bal Korchach, you have to say, like we said before, that Rebbe holds Doin Mina V'uke Ba'asra. You learn it out from Minchas Nedava. That's how you learn out the concept that you could bring Shemen by itself. But once you've learned that, you go back to home territory, which is Nesachim. And there we say, just like Nesachim is three, Shemen will also be three. Amar Leiser, a papa responded, Itanya Tanya, I retract. If you found me an open brisa that shows us that Rebbe learned it from Korban, then I retract that it's not from Ezra. Now, the Rabbeinu Gershon points out, this is four lines from the bottom of the Rabbeinu Gershon, that why, if we learn it out from Korban, why in fact don't we learn it out from Ezra? So the Rabbeinu Gershon says a very important thing. No, from Ezra you only learn out wine, not shemen. If you look at the psukim over there in last week's parsha Shlach, you'll see that in the pasuk it speaks about yayin by itself. It gives different measurements for different korbanos. But by shemen, it doesn't speak about shemen by itself. Shemen is always written in connection with soilus. So that's why the Rabbeinu Gershom here explains that we learn it out, Rebbe learns it out from Korban. Why, in fact, didn't Rebbe learn, like Rashi said, melameh shemes nadvin shemen? Because I only can learn out yayin from that pasuk because yayin is written independently. Shemen there never is written without soilus together, without the flour. So I can't learn that Ezra is teaching you for shemen itself. I need a new place of Korban. Now, if we look at the second last line of the Rabbeinu Gershon, Rabbeinu Gershon seems to say different than what Rashi said. Rashi said that if you learn it from Ezra, it's a melamed, just like melamed yayin three, melamed shemen, misnadvin shemen three. Rabbeinu Gershon says, El Rebbe domer gimel lugin me Ezra gomerle me yayin de komaisin le me Ezra me hosim gomer Rebbe de chihechi de misnadvin yayin. It could be that what Rabbeinu Gershon is referring to is really, if you remember, back to the Machloikas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Where did Rabbi Tarfon over there learn that Shemen you could bring independently? Rabbi Tarfon says, Bamem Otsinu. It's not a melamed. I'm not learning the actual limud, melamed shemes nadvin yayin, as Rashi says. It's a ba'me matzinu. We find that by wine you could bring independently. So from that, I logically say you could also bring shemen. And if so, if wine is three, then shemen should also be three. Bameh matzinu. In fact, Tosfos in Zvachim, on Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis, on the top Tosfos, Divrei HaMaskil Omar Lei, asked Tosfos, why in fact is the Mishnah here on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis telling us that Reb Tarfon learns it from Abame Matzinu? We see in our Gemara here that you learn it out, Rebbe learns it out from a Pasuk Korban. And over there in the Gemara in Zvachim, they bring that Korban also. So Tosfos says, so what's the Mishnah speaking about Abame Matzinu? We learn it from Korban. So Tosfos blibes by Akasha. The Sefer Taharis HaKodesh says that perhaps Reb Tarfon saying to Rabbi Akiva as follows. You, Rabbi Akiva, apparently don't hold of my pasuk korban. If you had a pasuk, then there's nothing to talk about. I didn't look up the Gemara, but it's very possible that korban, Rabbi Akiva learns, like we learned in yesterday's shir, that's marba eitzim. We learned there's a korban called eitzim. So I don't learn it from korban. I don't learn it from Korban. Says Reb Tarfon, good. You don't use my pasuk, but at least use my logic of Bameh Matzinu. And that Rebbe Akiva says, no, I don't think it's so logical. Because Yayin comes separate when it's with the Korban, and Shemen is Nivlal into the soilus. So Shemen is never an independent entity. Therefore, even if I could bring wine Mitznadiv independently, perhaps Shemen I can't bring independently. So it comes out that the discussion in the Mishnah Kuf Dalet Beis is concerning Abame Matzinu, but really the source is Korban, and we saw from the Rabbeinu Gershon why Korban is a better limud than Ezrich for Shemen, because the Pasuk of Ezrich only speaks about wine independently. Shemen we don't find there as an independent thing. It's always mixed with the soilus, and that's why we don't use the Pasuk of Ezrich, we use the Pasuk of Korban. Continues the Gemara. Omar Lei Tanya Tanya. Now the Gemara goes to the last case of the Mishnah. Pirashti v'eni yadei ma pirashti, yavi ki yamer meruba. I don't know how much oil, I don't know how much wine, but I know I set a specific amount. Then, in order to make sure that you were yotze your netter, you have to give as the day that has the most in the base of Mikdash. Which day is that? Tana. Like the first day of Sukkot, which came out on Shabbos. Now, how many korbanos do you have to bring, and how many lugin and of oil and wine do you have to bring? So, on the first day of Sukkot, we know there are 13 parim, and you had to bring for a par 6 lugin. So that means you had to bring 78 luge yayin and 78 luge shemen. You also had to bring 2 rams, 2 ayolim for the musaf of yontiv. An aisle we know has 4 lugin, so that's an additional 8 lugin of yayin, 8 lugin of shemen. And you also had to bring 14 sheep, kvasim, for the musav of yontiv, but kevas has 3 lugin. So it's 3 times 14 is 42, yayin, 42 shemen. You had to bring 2 kvasim for musav of Shabbos, times 3, 6 is 6 yayin, 6 shemen. And finally, you had to bring the 2 kvasim for the tmidim. So that's also, again, times 3 is 6 yayin and 6 shemen. So if you add up all these totals, you have 78 for the parim and 8 for the ayolim, 42 for the kvasim of the musav of yontiv, 6 for the kvasim musav Shabbos, and 6 for the kvasim of the tamid. That comes out to a grand total of 140 of lugos yayin and 140 lugos shemen. So if a person said, I donated shemen, I don't remember exactly how much, so we make him, he'll have to bring 140 shemen. If he did by yayin, 140 yayin. If he did both, he'll have to bring a total of 140, 280. Continues the next Mishnah. Hare alai oila. A person said, we had this Mishnah brought down before. A person said, I want to donate an oila. So, yavi kevas. So he, again, we always make it the minimum, and the Tanna Kamma holds the minimum of an oila would be a kevas. We wouldn't go to the maximum of a par. We'd go to the minimum of a kevas. Now, one thing that's working for us is that for an oila, Rashi points out, you never bring the kevas. You always bring zecharim. So therefore, it could either be a par or a kevas. and or it could be an ayol. So we go with the minimum, which is a kavis. Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah Eimer, oy Torah ben Yoino. You forgot. There's another minimum, and that's a bird. So either a Torah or a ben Yoino. What exactly the machloikis is here, and whether there is a machloikis, in fact, we're going to see later in the Gemara. Pirashti min ha-boker, v'en yedei ma-pirashti. I remember that I said I'm giving an oila from cattle, but I don't remember exactly what I said. So then, yavi par ve-egel. Then he has to bring a par and an egel. The difference between a par and an egel is a year old, and a par is 2 or 3 years old. Now, the Gemara is later going to say, this is going according to Rebbe, because Rebbe's shita is that if you said a small thing, you cannot be yoytzei with a bigger thing. We don't say, b'chlal masayim mona, or the Lashon Rashi and Amid Beis, yesh b'chlal meruba mu'at. We don't say, if I have a big one, that contains for sure the small one. No, Rebbe holds you have to give precisely what you donated. Therefore, I don't know what you donated. And in each item, each cattle, you can either give a larger one or you can give a smaller one. So therefore, you have to give both. You have Yavi Parva Egel. He doesn't bring a Parra, a cow, or an Eglah, a female calf. But the male, the Par, the bull, and the Egel, the male calf, that he is Mechuyiv to bring. Min HaBehem, if he said, I remember saying, I'm bringing from Behemoth. I don't remember what I said specifically. Then he has to bring much more to make sure that it was Yaitza his netter. Yavi Parva Egel. Ayel Sawyer. He has to bring a Ayel, a ram, and not a Rechela, a ewe. He has to bring a Keves, a lamb, and not a Kivsa, a female lamb. He has to bring a Sawyer, a he goat, and not a female goat, a Seira. And he has to bring a gedi, he has to bring a kid, a small goat, and not a gediyah. So that's why it says over here, yavi parva egel, ayel, sawyer, gedi, utle. Now the difference between the larger animals here and the smaller animals is that a ayel, a ram, and a sawyer, a goat, it starts from 14 months and on. And less than that is a gedi, a kid, a goat, and a tle, a lamb. So he has, in order to fulfill his netter, he'll have to bring all of these. Pirashti v'eni yedei ma pirashti. If he says, I said a specific item for an oila, I don't remember what it was. Now he has to bring any possible thing that could have brought for an oila. So, Moisav Aleim Torah Ben Yoino, as we turn to Daf Kuv Zayin Amid Beis, he has to add a Torah Ben Yoino to all, the list that we had on Amid Aleph. Now he has to add even Torah Ben Yoino, because maybe he said the birds. What happens if he said a Reo like Toidu Shlom? Rashi says this means Oy Shlom. He either said Toidu or Shlomim. So, Yavi Kevis, and Melech Shlom points out he could bring a Kivsa also. Because by Toidu and Shlomim, he broadens his horizons, not just Zohar, but also to Nekeva. So he said a Toida, so we give him the minimum of what could be good for a Toida, and therefore the minimum is either a Kevis or a female Kivsa. What happens if he said, Pirashti min Bokar? I remember saying explicitly something from Bokar of any day my Pirashti. I don't remember what I said. Yavi par upora egel v'egla. Now it's more than by oila. By oila, he would just bring a par and an egel. But now that they're females also possible, he has to bring a par and a por and an egel and an egel. If he said min a behema for the toid and shlomim, but v'eni yedei ma'parashti, I don't remember. So now he has to bring much more. Yavi par upora egel v'egla, ayla rechela, seira seira, gedi u'gediya, tele v'talya. Now he has to bring all the older and the younger, the male and the female, of every possible hema that's kosher for a toida or a shlum. What happens if a person said a real like shoyer? He wants to bring a shoyer. So the din is, yavi hu unachsachav b'mana. He has to spend a mana, which is 100 dinrin, because a mana is 25 sloim. Each selah is dalad dinrin, so it's 4 times 25 is 100. That is the cost of what this ox with the nesachim will cost him. Rashi, on the fourth line of Rashi, says, Kach nisparish dinoi b'tarish malpeh. This was a mesayra tarish malpeh, that's how much it has to cost you. The Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos learns differently. The Rambam says at that time, the medium of what a shor with the cost for the nesachim would entail, the medium, we go with the medium, and the medium was 100, and that's what he should bring. Just thinking of the kasha, if anybody has an answer, please write to me at grossman@ou.org. Why we just learned before that we always try to be yoitza with the minimum. So why over here do we go in the middle? We should go to the smallest amount. Okay, continues the Gemara, Egel. A person said, I'm going to bring an Egel. So Yavi hu nesachav b'chamesh. All these dinim that we learn now, again, according to Rashi, Atar Shabbapeh, according to Rambam, they're the medium. By an Egel, Yavi hu nesachav b'chamesh. He has to bring an Egel, a calf, with the nesachav, which are worth 5 slorim, which equals times 4 dinrim is 20 dinrim. Ayel, if he promised, Yavihu Nesachim b'shtayim. He should bring an aisle and a Nesachim. The total value of all of them is 2 slorim, which is 8 dinrin. Keves, if he said, Yavihu Nesachim b'sela. It has to cost at least 1 sela. A sela is 4 dinrin. What happens if he said, shor b'mana? He, not that we tell him you have to spend at least a mana, but that was part of his nether. I want to be menadev a shor that's worth a mana. So now, yavi b'mana chutz min esachav. Now, if he would have said stam ashor, we would have told him all you have to spend on the whole thing is 100 dinrin. But now that you said the shor itself should be a mana, then you can't have the nesachim as part of that 100 dinrin. Then he has to bring the shor itself worth 100, besides the nesachim, because he himself told us that that's what he's giving. Egel b'chamesh, yavi b'chamesh, chutz min nesachim. He has to bring an egel worth 5 besides the value of the nesachim. Ayel b'shtayim, if that's what his netter was, yavi b'shtayim, chutz min nesachim. He can't count the nesachim as part of the shtayim. Keves b'sela, yavi b'sela, chutz min nesachim. Then he has to bring a keves for a sela besides what the cost of the nesachim are. What happens if he said, shor b'mana v'hevi shtayim b'mana? He said 1 ox for a mana, and he brought 2 oxen, which together, total, each one 50-50, total is 100. Lo yatza, he's not yatza, because his neder was that he should bring 1 ox that's worth 100, not 2 ox that together are worth 100. Va'afil azeh b'mana chasr dinar, and even if he brought 2 oxen, where one of them cost 99 dinarin, v'zeh b'mana chasr dinar, the other one cost 99. So the total is 198, and he only promised 100? No, you're not yaitze. You promised 1 of 100. You didn't fulfill it. What happens if shachar v'evi lovin? He promised a black animal, and he brought a white one. Or a lovin v'evi shachar. Or white, and he brought black. Godol v'evi cotton. Or a big one, he brought a small one. Lo yaitze, he's not yaitze. Cotton v'evi godol. But if he said, I'm going to bring a small one, and he brought, I'm going to bring an eagle, and instead he brought a par, yotza, then he's yotza, because b'chlal m'sai mana. B'chlal, the bigger one, is the smaller one. As Rashi said, the Lashon, that yesh b'chlal meruba mu'at. So that's how the Tanakhama, the Chachamim here are paskening. However, Rabbi Oimer, lo yotza. Rabbi says, no, you have to be precise, and you're not yotza. The Gemara is going to ask that the Mishnah, if you recall, started out like Rabbi, because the Mishnah said, if he's told us, Bukur, I don't know which one, he has to bring both a par and an egel. He cannot just bring a par and say, Mamanavsha. If I did a par, here's a par. And if it's an egel, so in the par is the egel? No, that's going like Rebbe. Then we switch to the Chachamim that say that it would be good to bring a par for an egel. Only you can't bring an egel for a par, but a par for an egel you could bring. Because in the par lies the egel. And then we go back to Rebbe. So what's going on here? Who's our Mishnah going like? Why do we interrupt Rebbe from the beginning of the Mishnah to the end of the Mishnah with the words of the Chum? We'll see about this in the Gemara. Tosfos here, in the fourth bottom Tosfos, third bottom Tosfos, Divrei HaMashal, Shachar v'Evi Lovin tells us, Chalukim Tzas, they're a little different. As the Gemara tells us, that Ukma, the black one, Lemashke, is good for pulling. Sumka, the red one, Lebisre, is good for its meat. There's a lot of choice meat on it. Chiyura, the white one, Lereji, is good for working in a field. So the Sfas Emes asks, why in fact when it said in the Mishnah, Shachar Shu Lovin, Lovin Shu Shachar, what happened to the red one? Says the Sfas Emes, because the Mishnah wants to tell us a case that is not Gadol and Katan. As far as the Beis HaMikdash is concerned, even if the black and white have different prices, for different purposes, but as far as the meat on the Mizbeach, they're the same. The only one that's special meat is the red. So if you promised red and you brought white, for example, you're going down. You're bringing less in value. If you said white and you bring red, you're giving more. That would really be a case of Gadol v'Katan. So the Mishnah wants to avoid that because that's the next case where we have the Machlokes Rebbe in the Chum. Says the Sfas Emes. That's why the Mishnah just said black and white, which as far as the Mizbeach is concerned is equal in value. But still you're not Yaitzeh because it's not precise. Continues the Gemara. The first Machlokes that we had in our Mishnah, which was when you said that I want to bring a... When you said that I want to bring Harei Olai Oila, what do you bring? Tana Kama said, Yovei Kevis. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, Tar Ben and Yoin. It sounds like it's a machloikis. Says the Gemara of Elai Pligi, there's no machloikis. Marki Asri or Marka Asri. Each one is like what happened in his land. Explains Rashi. In the land of the Tana Kama, what was the least expensive thing? That was the Kevis. That apparently was cheaper even than the Torah Ben Yoina. Whereas in the land of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the cheapest one was the Torah Ben Yoina. The Kevis was more expensive. So since we always, as we said, the rule from Tosfos, we always go after the cheapest way to fulfill his neder. That's why each one, they're not arguing. In each country, there was another one that was the least expensive. However, Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos on Amud Aleph, brings our Gemara, and Tosfos asks, but after all, where are they buying their karbonis? They're buying their karbonis in Yerushalayim. So the chayrit should be totally on what the market value is in Yerushalayim. Answers Tosfos, Mikol makom das hanoyder lefimasha roya be'ir. As the Brisker Rav explains, that the chalois that we want to put on the animal that he is giving to the Beis HaMikdash is totally in the Das HaNoider. So the Das HaNoider, if he grew up in a city where all his life a bird was more expensive than a keves, so he's going to be thinking in his mind, I want to bring the cheapest thing, and that's why we say it means a keves. The other person living in a different city has a completely different experience. So that's why we don't go after Yerushalayim, we go with the locale from where the person is coming. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Harei Olai Oila Besela Lemizbeach Yavi Keves. If a person said that I want to bring something that cost a Sela to the Mizbeach, he should bring a Keves. As Rabbeinu Gershom tells us, because Yavi Keves Shastam Hegdish Besela Lemizbeach Keves. Heichad Mekadosh Oila Stam Lemizbeach Chayav Lahavi Keves. In other words, the normal thing when you think about donating something that's worth a sela, that is a keves. So that's why if he says it's stam, we say that he meant the keves. However, as the Gemara continues, She'ein Lecha Davar Shekarv B'Sela Gam Mizbeach Ela Keves. That's the epitome of the prototype of that item that for a sela you will bring on the Mizbeach. The Shita takes out the next two words, Shekarv B'Sela. What happens if Pirashti, Vanya Dema Pirashti, as Rashi explains, I was mefarish distinctly that I want to bring one of the items that for a sela is brought on the Mizbeach. So if I meant a keves, I would have just said sela lemizbeach. But I didn't say that. I enumerated. I said specifically what I wanted. Now we don't know what you said. Maybe you said a keves, maybe you said something else. So the din is, Yavi Mikol Davar Shekarv B'Sela L'Gam Mizbeach. Then he has to bring from any item that for a sela you could buy it to be brought in the Mizbeach. The Rabbeinu Gershom tells us, what is that? That is, including Keves B'Sela, Visoilus B'Sela, Ulevoina B'Sela. There's three things that can be brought with a sela, and they are the Keves, the Levoina, and the Soilus. And he has to bring all three of them. Pirashti min abokar v'eni adem ha-pirashti, Yavi Parve'egel. The Mishnah said, if a person told us, I know I said an animal, but I don't remember which one it was, he should bring a par and an eagle. Amai v'leisi parmen manif shach. Why does he have to bring, at the ratio of our Mishnah, a par and an eagle? Let him bring just a par. If he donated a par, here's the par. And if he had donated an eagle, in the par, as Rashi says, b'chlal merubah mu'at, in the big one is the small one. What's wrong with that? If I said the small one, then I'm certainly fulfill it if I bring the big one. The answer is, as we spoke out already, Hamani Rebbe. This is going like Rebbe Domer, Kotn Vevi Gadol Layatza. Like Rebbe said at the end of the Mishnah, if you said a small thing, an eagle, and you brought a par, you're not Yotza. Ask the Gemara, E Rebbe, if the Reish is going like Rebbe, aim a Sefer, tell me the Sefer. Shor b'mana vevi shnayim b'mana lo yatsa. We learned that if he promised a shor for a mana, and he brought two with a mana, lo yatsa. Each one was worth 50, together 100, you're not yatsa, because he said one for 100. Va'fil ezeb b'mana chasr dinner v'zeb b'mana chasr dinner, even if each one was worth 99, he's not yatsa. Shachar vevi lovin, black, and he brought white. He promised lovin, white, vevi shachar. Or gadol, a big one, vevi cotton, so he didn't fulfill. He said big, and he only brought a small one. Lo yatza, bad cotton vevi gadol yatza. So this Tana holds that a cotton, if he promised an eagle and he brought a par, he is yatza, because in the par is for sure the eagle. Rebbe Amar lo yatza. Rebbe says you're not yatza. Ask the Gemara. Reish of a sefer Rebbe mitziyasa rabbanan. Is the reish and the sefer like Rebbe, and the middle one is like the rabbanan? As Rabbeinu Gershon explains, why do we have ikah hefsek? Bein milsa de Rebbe, b'milsa achariti. D'hoil de reisha Rebbe, lesnaya l'seifa b'hadi reisha, or l'reisha b'hadi seifa, v'amai avi hafsik bein milsa de Rebbe, l'idich milsa de Rebbe. Da'hu milsa de Rabbanim hafsik bein tayu. Either put the last din of Rebbe, of gadol and katan, at the beginning of the Mishnah, next to par and egel, or put par and egel in the beginning of the Mishnah, at the end of the Mishnah, next to gadol v'katan, and have the Rabbanan separate, and have Rebbe separate. Why do you start off the Mishnah with Rebbe? You're mafsik with the Rabbanan who say, Gadol, Katan, and he gave a Gadol, you're Yaitzeh. Then you go to Rebbe, you say, Katan, and he gave a Gadol, you're not Yaitzeh. Why are you mafsik the words of Rebbe with the words of the Rabbanan? You should link together the words of Rebbe either at the beginning of the Mishnah or at the end of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Reish of a sefer Rebbe mitzvahs the Rabbanan. We do have here that the beginning of the Mishnah and the end of the Mishnah are Rebbe and the middle is the Rabbanan. V'hachi kamer, you know why the Tana did that? Because davar zeh machloikas Rebbe Rabbanan. The Tana wanted to tell you that Rebbe in the beginning of the Mishnah said that if you said Bokur and you don't know which one, you have to bring a par and an egel. You cannot just bring a par because if you promise an egel, you will not be yoitze with the par. But I want to tell you that halacha is not a halacha that everyone agrees to. In fact, it is a machloikis between Rebbe and the Rabbanan, as we have at the end of the Mishnah, which applies to the beginning of the Mishnah, that it's only according to the Rebbe that you'll have to bring a par and an egel. But according to the Rabbanan, once I said if I said something and I don't know what I said, so I could bring a par because mamanav shach. If I said a par, I brought a par. If I said an egel, I'm yoitza. A gadol is yoitza for a cotton. The par has in it for sure the egel. There's no problem with not being precise. So the reish of our Mishnah, the Tana wants to teach you, is not a dover that's muskim lakoil, but rather it's totally in a machloikis Rebbe in the Rabbanan, and the beginning of the Mishnah reflects the shita of Rebbe against the Rabbanan that we find at the end of the Mishnah.